B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Okay, what do you got that's cool, LBF?
Fat bears.
Okay.
Yep. I got fat bears.
Fat bears.
Yep. Chunk.
That's the best
and honey.
Kind. You don't like a skinny bear.
Nobody likes a skinny bear.
No, you don't want a skinny bear. Okay. We'll find out about that. Brian Bell, what do you got?
All right. There's no haunted houses, but I know where you can get scared if you're into that sort of thing for the Halloween season.
Tis the season.
Fat bears.
That'll scare you. Yep.
All right.
They didn't get fat for nothing.
Slower, though.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you a heartwarming story about two long separated brothers.
Oh, okay.
That have been recently brought back together.
Oh, brother bears?
They're not brother bears. No. But let's hear about yours.
All right, fat bears.
Fat bears.
It's Fat Bear Week, and no, I'm not talking about P-Town. I'm talking about the awesomest bracket ever. There's this place in Alaska where they track the fat bears going into hibernation. So what happens is, like all of us in quarantine, you just start gaining weight over the summer, and then you hit maximum capacity right before you get into hibernation mode.
Yeah.
I mean, this is my spirit animal. Mm. So now they're like making a game out of it, and you go to explore.org. Is that right?
Yeah.
Explore.org. And from September 30th to October 6th, you can vote on who's going to be the fattest bear, and whoever wins, it'll be announced on October 6th. I think it's bragging rights, but
it's
whatever.
Fun for the kids, right?
It is really fun for the kids, but what really cracks me up is their identifications. Like, take Holly, and this is like on her... It would be like a Tinder profile for a bear.
Okay.
All right. By early autumn, she's usually very fat with grizzled blonde fur.
Oh, wow.
Swiping right.
She's a blonde. Yeah. Like, she likes salmon.
Yeah, she likes salmon and long walks in the woods.
Yes, she loves that.
All right.
Brian, what do you got?
Well, if you're into haunted houses and all that kind of thing, getting scared out of your wits when it's Halloween time, not me, but you probably know about Barrett's Haunted Mansion. Mm. They can't run the haunted mansions and all their crazy, like the cage and all the stuff they have down there because of the COVID. So here's what they've done down at Barrett's Haunted Mansion. They've become Screens and Screams. Mm. So on Fridays and Saturdays through October 31st, they're doing double features with, you know, Poltergeist, Halloween, Zombieland, It, and doing a drive-in theater.
Mm-hmm.
You can order food from the Abington Ale House. It's right there.
Mm.
Bring it right to your car. You get a concession stand. And creeping around the parking lot, all their weird characters from the Haunted Mansion. You know, Dolores, the deranged waitress.
Ooh.
So, like, you'll be watching the movie, and then all of a sudden, something will tap on your car window.
It's Dolores, isn't it?
There's all sorts of characters roaming the lot.
That sounds fun. You going to take the kids, Brian?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
They don't sleep as it is. I don't need any help with that.
Right?
They might want to meet.
You're into that sort of thing.
Where do you go?
It's right down at the Barrett's Ale House down in Abington.
There it is. You going to see Dolores, the demented dove?
I think I worked with her back in the 90s.
Tell Dolores you said hi.
Please do. Okay, this is a heartwarming story for your cold hearts. Yes, Don and Bruce Delano were separated 60 years ago. For whatever reason, they had to be adopted. And one couple wanted to adopt both the boys, but the state of New York said no. They're too much for one family. So they actually separated the guys. Well, one of their daughters worked for years and years trying to find the long-lost brother for her dad. And it happened.
My adopted parents wanted to adopt both of us. And they said, no way. Said, there's no way one family could handle the two of us. I don't think we even knew that they really were going to separate us until they put him in one car and put me in another car and last us home.
And then when he got out, I just was like stood there in shock. I was like, is this real?
So they're reunited. Yeah. So Don and Bruce Delano from upstate New York, they were 7 and 8 and a half when they were separated. And now there's 60 years later. So.
Wow.
And they're kind of
nice.
Rebridging.
That's good.
But why'd they separate them? Can you imagine
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, but the family wanted to do it. But the state at the time, things were different. You know, they were just a little, you know, less concerned about
Oh, the welfare of children?
Well, okay, you know, there's that. But I mean,
I'll finish just, that sentence.
Thanks. I think they were.
Yeah, I think they were.
It was just like, now the family upstate wants it.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, they're reunited.
But that's a good ending.
Yep, feels good. Right? See?
Yes.
That warms your cold heart, right?
A little bit.
A little bit.
I like the fat bears. That warms my cold heart.
Dolores, the demented server. It's 8:35. Hey, your 80s artist today is The Cars at Noon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.